All right.
We're going to call the East County Board of Zoning Adjusters to order on the Thursday, November 10th at 1:30. How many people are in the, everybody in the audience today, Sonia?
Right now I have two attendees. Okay. I think it's precisely 1:30, so maybe people are, there we go. Now we're starting to get a group going. Yeah, we're up to six now.
So again, we'll call this meeting to order again for those that are just joining. With that, we'll start with a roll call.
Thank you. Member Eddy?
Here.
Member Imhoff?
Here.
And Member Souza?
Here.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. We're going to pass over the Pledge of Allegiance. Just, we're doing this via Zoom, just a little awkward. So with that, we'll go to open forum. This is where anybody in the audience, please raise your hand if you have to or want to speak on anything that's not on the agenda. This is your time to bring anything up to us.
Mm-hmm. I don't see any phone calls, but you can either raise your hand on the Zoom app or you can press star 9 if you're on the phone. I don't have any hands raised for open forum.
All right. With that, we'll close open forum. That brings us to the Neighborhood Preservation and Zoning Ordinance.
I have no items.
No items. How about the alcohol beverage sale regulation administrative hearings?
No items on this agenda, thank you.
And then we'll go to approval of the minutes from the previous meeting, October 27th.
A motion to approve.
I'll second that.
I sustain. I was not part of that meeting. I apologize.
Thank you. I'll do a roll call vote. Member Imhoff?
Yes.
And Member Souza?
Yes.
Thank you. And Member Eddy abstained. Okay.
Moving right along. Our consent calendar.
No items on the consent calendar.
That brings us to our regular calendar, which is a conditional use permit, SFPUC, AT&T, Qualtech, Spectrum Wireless.
Yes, this is an application to allow continued operation of a telecom facility. Damian Curry is with us today to present this item for your consideration. Go ahead, Damian, if you're ready.
Hello, yes, thank you. This item is PLN 2022-00125. This is for the continuing operation of a telecommunications facility for AT&T. The a property owner and the owner of the facility is the San Francisco PUC. And this continued operation of the telecommunications facility is for a parcel off of Pleasanton Sinnoh Road and Paloma Road. It's approximately 165 acres zoned agricultural, and it's water management in the East County Area Plan. The consideration of this application is categorically exempt pursuant to Section 15301 for existing facilities. This application is very similar to item number 2 on the agenda as well, which uses the same tower for the antenna. However, there's some minor differences as well, and I'll cover those as we go forward. This is the aerial view of the subject parcel with the facility located with the green thumbnail, and a closer view with the tower at the on the left-hand side of the equipment enclosure right in this area here. So this facility was constructed by AT&T in 1995, and AT&T then gave the facility to the SFPUC in exchange for for a few years of free rent. And now, or in the subsequent to that, AT&T and Verizon and Sprint were co-located tenants on this facility. The Sprint equipment for the Sprint facility was removed about 1 year ago. And this facility has had multiple conditional use permits since 1995. And the tower and the equipment enclosure are also used by public agencies, such as Cal Fire and the Regional Park District and SFPUC for their communications as well. This is a elevation of the tower, showing that it's at 50 feet above ground level. And the view from Paloma Road, this is just east of Pleasanton Sinol Road. And this is a view of the facility from that vantage point. And also from, this is entering the service road just north of the intersection of Pleasanton Sinol Road and Paloma Road. This is taken from the facility itself, looking south toward the quarry area, and you can see that these oak trees that were planted, I believe, by SFPUC, they were not a condition of approval for the conditional use permit. That they are thriving on the south side, and then on the easterly side, which is less sensitive viewpoint from the for the tower, the there is some morbidity. So Sinol, this went to the Sinol Municipal Advisory Council in September, and Sinol made the recommendation for the replacement of this 50-foot tower with a faux oak tree or a ground mount facility. As well, the council wished to see the replacement of above ground utility connections to the facility with below ground trenched connections. Staff did explain that the applicants do not own that property, and it is outside of their lease area, and that the replacement of the tower would impact not only service to customers of the current customers of the applicant, but also affect some public agency communications for the facilities, and that the facility is actually owned by the public entity SFPUC. So this photo was provided by the Sinol community from the Pleasanton Ridge. Staff didn't hike up to the Pleasanton Ridge. It was raining that day, but this photo was supplied by the Sinol community. And then this is the photo supplied by the Sinol community from the intersection of Pleasanton Sinol Road and Paloma Road. So staff are making these available to the board to consider with the Sinol recommendation. So staff's recommendation is based on this existing facility with multiple conditional use permits. It's a co-located facility with multiple carriers, and its continued use is consistent with the zoning operation, with the zoning ordinance, and with the telecommunications policy. The facility operation is also consistent with findings necessary for the conditional use permit approval. So staff recommends approval. Thank you. The applicant, Jim Barta, is also present and may like to share some slides if that's possible. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks, Damien. Is there any questions for Damien while we have him? Frank, Lori?
Nope.
I just have one. Was the Sunol the reason they wanted to replace the tower? Is that just for aesthetics only? Is that their reasoning?
Yes, it's for aesthetics. And I should mention also another choice that they gave was for a water tank as well. But yes, it's for the visual impact to the Sunol community.
Okay. What is the lifespan of like one of these towers? Is it, I mean, do they eventually need to be replaced? Is it, they have, I mean, is it every 50 years, 20 years? What, do you know the lifespan of the pole?
To my knowledge, a tower can live indefinitely with, with applications of anti-corrosion material.
Right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
With that, I will open a public forum. If anybody would like to speak on this particular agenda, this would be your time to raise your hand. Mr. Barta, I know you're out in the audience. If you'd like to, please raise your hand, and we'll give you proper due.
Where'd I go? That's good. I lost him. There he is. Sorry, he keeps hiding from me. I just saw it. Where are you? His hand is down now. I don't have any hands, but are you there now? Yes, there he is now.
All right, Mr. Barta, go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Hello, my name is Jim Barta. I have some PowerPoint slides show on this. Let me see how I can get those up there. Can you grant me a share status on this?
Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, my mistake. Jim, you are...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You're actually representing the item number two.
Thank you.
And my apologies. This is a John DeBenny or a Gary Gochberg. I think John DeBenny, D-I... Base B-E-N-E is yes, the with the current hand raised. He would like to speak. Sorry about that.
Okay. Go ahead, John, if you're ready.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's a pleasure to speak with you today. I'm an attorney representing AT&T, and actually I wanted to talk just about the issue of redoing the tower. AT&T has representatives who have all the details if you had any questions about the site itself. But I sent in a letter that explained our position that we really don't think this tower should be rebuilt at this time. And for all the reasons that we stated, it's unlike any other similar decisions that you guys have made recently. And you know, the money that we have available to build these cell towers, the capital that we have can be put to better uses at this point, providing improved services for other areas, right? So we would urge you not to impose that condition and just allow a renewal at this point.
All right, thank you.
You bet.
All right. Mr. Barta, are you still out there? Did you still want to comment?
No, I'm sorry, Jim Barta. He's with the item number two.
Oh, gotcha. My bad. He
still has his hand raised. He can speak. Well, no, he doesn't. I think Lori has a question.
Real quick, is there anybody else out there that would like to speak on this particular item?
I don't have any other hands raised.
All right. With that,
now we have one. Hold on a second. Okay. We have Paul Alberton.
All right, Paul, go ahead.
Paul. Okay. There's Paul. Okay, Paul, go ahead if you're
ready. Now you can hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry, too many mute buttons. Good afternoon, members of the board. I'm actually the counsel for Verizon Wireless, which is item number two, but your decision on this tower, it's the same tower. And so obviously whatever conditions you put on for AT&T are going to apply to Verizon Wireless. So I just wanted to echo what Mr. DeBene said. This tower's been there for 25 years and really has had no complaints regarding aesthetics during that 25-year period. Different from the Crown Castle facility you looked at last month, this facility is 1,200 feet away from Highway 680. It's over 1,000 feet away from the Paloma Road or any adjacent intersection. It is camouflaged by trees. And so we think, again, that it's not a candidate that requires replacement of the pole. It also would be tremendously complicated, as staff indicated, because of the multiple carriers on the pole. And we encourage you to approve the AT&T pole without any kind of camouflaging requirement, as I believe that will apply to Verizon Wireless. And perhaps my comments will expedite item two for you. And thank you for your time. We're here to answer any questions.
All right. Thank you. Sonia, we have any other hands raised?
I don't have any other hands raised.
All right. Before we close public hearing, Lori or Frank, did you have any questions for the attorney, Benny or Paul?
Yeah. So, Derek, I was a little bit confused now. Maybe staff can help. So the letter we got from McKenzie and Al Britton,
yes,
was regarding application 155.
Yes.
So today we're looking at 125.
Yes. Is item one and one, and item two is 115. Is that correct, Damian?
Correct. Yes.
So I didn't understand Mr. DeBene's reference to the letter.
Sure. Can you guys still hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I sent in a letter of my own. It was short. It was one page on Tuesday. And I hope you saw it, but it honestly said the same basic arguments in shorter form to what Mr. Albritton raised with respect to the other application.
Okay, so I do not have a copy of that. I don't know if the rest of the commissioners do.
I didn't see it. And as far as I know, it was not forwarded to the commissioners. I only saw the one from Mr. Albritton.
Yeah, I did not receive the letter, but
okay. I used the general clerk's address that we had, but again, the substance of the letter was the same substantive arguments that you received from Mr. Albritton. So if you've read that letter, that covers our points.
Okay. Thank you. With that, I think we'll close public comment. So I had one other quick question too with staff. These oak trees that are planted outside of the leased land, the ones thriving, obviously they're gonna leave those. The ones on the backside, these, the frames that they put up, is there plans for these, or are they just gonna leave them as is? What's the situation on that? Damien, can you inform us on that?
Yes, there are no plans that I am aware of. Those trees are they were probably planted there by SFPUC. Yeah. There for the past the past two renewals of the AT&T conditional use permit, there have not been conditions of approval requiring planting or in this case replanting of these trees. And in fact, there's a statement in the past approval just saying that this is a rural landscape and that there's no visual effect from the tower. Also, this planting is outside of the lease area for the applicant.
Thank you, Frank. Lori, do you have any other further questions at this time?
Yeah, I do. So, Damien, thank you for your presentation. So, do we have any written, besides the summary that you provided us, Damien, do we have anything written from the Sonoma MAC?
No, we do not. I have an email that I sent to the chair and asking for a regarding the second item, which I could explain later, but it was taken. The recommendation was made at the meeting, so there are minutes for that, and there also there's also a recording available, but that recommendation was applied to the second item as well.
Okay, so the MAC has made a recommendation to this specific about this specific tower, but it impacts the three different carriers. Is that correct?
Yes, it impacts both Verizon and AT&T, the two carriers at this
point. Two carriers. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So just to be clear, the only thing we have, this commission has in front of it in writing, is a letter from McKinsey and Albrighton. But that is referencing something, an action that we took in our last meeting. Isn't that correct?
No, that's a letter regarding the item number 2 at this meeting, 115.
But the letter references 155.
I believe that was probably in error, and I could verify that with Mr. Albritton.
Yes, can you still hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know about the application number accuracy. My apologies if it's incorrect, but we are writing to you regarding item number 2 on your agenda, which is the renewal of the SFPUC tower that currently has Verizon wireless antennas on it. And the tower, which is the subject of this hearing right now. And you can see that in the exhibits and the photographs that are attached to the letter itself. Was that clear?
Yeah, I think okay. This will be noted in the record.
Yes. Sonia,
that there's an error in the letter.
Yes. It just says 155 instead of 115.
No, perhaps that's our address and my assistant mistyped it. My apologies.
So, because all the rest of the references are accurate. So I didn't even
know. Thank you.
That's correct.
Thank you. Any other questions? Frank, you have any questions?
Nope. Lori, you remember last week when I brought up something like, give them a 10-year extension. I think I can't remember exactly what I said. 5-year review with them coming up with a plan or a rendering in 5 years. To make a slight change with the aesthetics of the tower.
What we approved, though, was the painting. They were going to go back.
Oh, that's right. You're right. You're exactly right. Yeah, that's what we approved. But we talked about it. So I have a motion, and you guys can go ahead and change it if you want. I motion to approve, here again, for 10 years with 5-year review, to have the applicant come back in 5 years, maybe with a rendering or showing us how they could beautify the antenna and letting them take 10 or, I don't want to put a date on it, but just show us what they would, if they would like to beautify that a little bit. I'm not saying tear it down and change the whole world. I'm just saying maybe make a small change that is more appeasing to the citizens and all. And there's my motion. It's kind of difficult, but So nothing to be.
Or discussion?
Well, so the claim in the letter is that we don't really have grounds to do that. So do we have legal opinion on this from the county?
We don't have county council with this today.
I don't want to change it, but I just want to see if the applicant in 5 years would come up with a rendering that they would like to, if they would want to change the antenna. I don't want to force anyone to do anything they don't want to do. I want everyone to be a good neighbor.
If they agree to it, then there wouldn't be a conflict.
So you want to open public forum one more time, Frank, and see if that would be something that they might
see what they say.
Okay. With that, we'll open public forum, and maybe Mr. DeBiani can answer for us.
Sure.
We have both hands raised for Mr. DeBiani and Overton. So Mr. DeBiani will go first.
Hi there again. Thanks for opening this back up so we can comment on it. It would make sense from our perspective if there were additional concerns from the community for this site to be redesigned, to go through those kind of steps. But you know, even doing some kind of a rendering is going to cost time, effort, money, staff time, et cetera. If members of the community are complaining at some point, maybe it would make sense to have those discussions. And we'd be more than willing to have those discussions with the planning staff at that point for the future renewals. But at this point, there doesn't seem to be anybody besides this citizens board that's raised any issue. There's no comments from the community. And as Paul mentioned, this is very far set back. It's got shielding on each side, et cetera. So I think we'd suggest not to put that in the formal requirements, but it's always open for the staff to come to us and say, hey, we should be talking about when this renewal comes up, doing something different. Do you have any ideas?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and we'd be-
That's what I'm saying. I mean, painting it would be fine. I mean, something better. I know where it is. I definitely see it, but I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, the citizens of Sunol, they're a group there, and I'm just trying to make everybody a little bit happy. So, kind of meet in the middle. But hey, knowing in 5 years that you know it might get more push on that. So
right. If the staff comes to us in 5 years, we certainly are going to talk to them about their concerns. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
Mr. Alberton also has his hands raised.
Okay.
Go ahead, Paul.
Okay. You can hear me?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. You know, if that's a voluntary obligation rather than a mandatory obligation, I think it probably makes more sense, but I would point you to condition of approval number 11. Which I think already provides you the opportunity to ask us to come back and look at alternate designs at any time during the 10 years. We don't think that some portions of that condition are enforceable, but you already have that ability under condition of approval number 11. So I don't think it needs to be added.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. There it is. The lawyers answered their own question, kind of my question.
Thank you, Mr. O'Brien. All right, with that, we'll close public comment. I'm sorry, Lori, do you have any questions for either the...
No, actually for staff. So Sonia, okay.
You want to close the public hearing?
Yeah. So with that, we'll close the public hearing. Sorry about that, Lori. Now, any questions for staff? Lori, go ahead.
No, that's okay. Thank you.
My motion is approved. Staff recommendation.
Mm-hmm. I second that.
I'll do a roll call vote. Member Imhoff?
Yes.
Member Eddie?
Yes.
And Member Sousa?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes.
That'll bring us to our second item on the regular calendar. And it looks like Damien, you're on this one as well.
Thank you. This item number two is on the same facility, the same tower as item number one, and the again, the applicant is Verizon on this for this facility, owned by SFPUC. Camp and Associates is the expediting applicant. So the conditions are the same, and I will advance through the same slides and the brief history. The facility in question, it did not go to the Sunol Municipal Advisory Council in September. Staff contacted the chair and the council subsequent to that hearing to ask whether this application would need to go to the Sunol MAC, or if the same recommendation could be extended, and council agreed that the same recommendation as the item number one on the calendar would be extended to this application. And then staff recommendation is to approve the continuing operation with the proposed conditions. So thank you.
Thank you, Damien. All right. We have any questions for Damien on this before we open public comment?
Thanks, Damien. No, not for Damien, but Sonia. So is the MAC a representative board to the residents of Sunol? Is it an elected board, or how is it appointed?
They're appointed by the district office for the Board of Supervisors.
And how large a body is it?
I don't know. It's five. Yes.
But they serve to represent the citizens. Is that correct?
Yes, okay. That's correct. It's an advisory body to represent that area. We do refer items that are located in Sunol to them. Sometimes if we're not sure if they want to discuss it or not, we do reach out to the chairs and just see what they think, if they consider that their members would want to discuss it or not. But most of the items that come to you from Sunol have been to the Sunol Advisory Council.
So even though we may not receive individual letters from citizens in the region, we can assume that the MAC is representing their views.
Typically, yes. It's an advisory body similar that we have in Kestrel Valley, Eden area.
Thank you.
Fairview.
Mm-hmm. All right, with that, we'll open public comment. Sonia, we have anybody with their hand raised?
I don't have, there's Mr. Yes, no, I do. Thank you. I have a Mr. Paul Alberton. Go ahead, Paul. Paul, go ahead if you're ready.
Hi, Paul Alberton here. And I spoke on the first item. We do have a presentation, a PowerPoint presentation, but I think we can dispense with that with the expectation that since it's the same tower as AT&T, that the motion and consideration would be the same. And so we'll leave it at that. Unless you have any questions for you, we won't take your time up with our presentation.
All right. Thank you. Is there any other hands raised?
I have no other hands raised.
All right. With that, we'll close the public hearing.
Question for staff. He just answered it, but I want to make sure staff answers it. It's the same antenna, or it's the same tower, mm-hmm. with two different antennas, or five or seven or whatever, whoever has antennas on it. So So nothing's changed from in the last 2 minutes.
Right. So. It's a co-located facility. The co-location means that typically there's two different carriers on it or more.
Right.
Some facilities have more than two, but typically it's two.
Exactly. Motion for staff recommendation.
I second.
Thank you. I'll do a roll call vote. Member Imhoff?
Yes.
Member Souza?
Aye.
And Member Eddy?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion passes.
And brings us to our last item on the regular calendar.
Thank you, Damien.
Conditional use permit. Yep.
Great. This third item for you is another telecommunication facility. This is PLN 2022-00151, conditional use permit. And Pat from our staff is with us today to present this item to you. Go ahead, Pat.
Hi, good afternoon, BCA members. Okay, this is item is the last item on the regular calendar, and it's conditional use permit PLN 2022-1-151 to allow continued operation of existing telecommunication facility with some modification located at 9998 Carroll Road. Okay, the property is about 175 acres in size. The general plan designation of this is large parcel agriculture of the East County Area Plan. The project is category exempt from the CEQA section 15301 existing facility. Okay. Staff recommendation is approved of the project. Let me get the slides going. Okay. Okay. Is it okay, Sonia, on this one, the slides?
Yep, I think so.
Okay.
I can do it. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
You okay, so, good. All right. Okay, the facility was initially approved in 2001 under conditional use permit C-79-06. For the Verizon's wireless was expired in November 28 of 2011, and they discontinued it in 2013 under PLN 2012-00135 for the continued operation of existing wireless telecommunication. This one will expire in April of 2023, next year's. The zoning is the A-BA agriculture district with 160 minimum building site area, as same as the surroundings neighboring parcels. There's a Interstate 580 running along the southeast of the parcels. The first facility is located on the sort of southwest below of the on the bottom part of the parcels. The condition, existing condition, is underdeveloped agricultural lands of the rolling hills and natural grasses. Glass. Okay. Okay, the proposal is for renewed of the PLN 2012-00135 with a modification. The proposed modification consists as additional six ground-mounted antennas on the 15-foot poles and two additional equipment cabinets and a generator. The proposed is the proposed equipment area is 15 feet by 20 feet, and the two antenna lease area is about 10 by 10. of them we were surrounded by the 6 foot tall cattle fence. So this is the site plan that show the equipment area should be on the northwest side, and the two antenna array is on the east and southeast. Okay. Okay. This is a proposed layout of each equipment antenna and also the equipment plant. You can see they all have throughout this the fences to protecting them. Okay. This is the elevation. The maximum height of proposals can be just 15 feet maximum for the antenna. I believe the equipment is, I believe it's about 12. I'm not, it's a little harder for me to read right now. This is a photo sims of the proposing additional project and existing and additional modification. This is from the on the legend below is going to be right number one right here. This is the close ups, and the next one is going to be the view from the nearest right away. Okay, to the looking to the facility. The proposed, the project is comply with the tentative findings of the conditional use permit. Use is required by the public need as the telecommunication facility is provide necessary communication services. The also the use is probably leading to other land uses. And continue to be comply with the agriculture's while existing connection currently on site and the necessary services facility are available. Okay. The use, if permitted, is will not cause any help or public welfare or injury of to the property or the neighbor of the regulation under, because they do have the they will have to comply with the FCC and also the PUC and also the applicants have submit the IF report from the consultants that show it is the Verizon's facility is comply under the FCC's safety guideline. Okay. So staff recommending the approvals, continued operation of the ground mounted telecommunication and also additional of the modification with additional of the 6 ground mounted antenna on the 15 foot poles and with two equipment cabinets and a generator. Okay. Subject to the plan mark exhibit A with the planning department 20 recommendation condition of approval subject to the expiration in 10 years. Okay. And staff is open for question. And I believe the Matthew Moore, which is an agent for the Verizon, is present in the meeting for question as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Pat. We have questions for staff on this before we open public comment.
Nope.
Frank. I have one question, and this might be for Sonia. So with the new additional 6 antennas, does this have to go through planning? Am I missing that part of the of this, or is it gets approved by our board and then it goes to planning?
So just clarification, It's a planning application right now. It's an application for a discretionary permit.
Okay.
So this conditional use permit would cover that. We've done the reviews. We referred it to other county agencies. If you approve it, then they have to submit a building permit application. So they'll pull permits for that and do any other permitting. There's conditions that trigger that places a burden on the applicant to comply with all the other regulations. But this is a planning application now, and this is our approval that'll let them proceed with the next steps.
Yep, perfect. Thank you. I have no further questions. With that, we will open public comment. Sonia, we have any hands raised? The applicant was out in the audience.
We have an applicant, but no hands raised. Oh, okay. There he is. Okay. I have Matt Moore.
Too bad.
He's there. Okay.
Is the applicant going to speak?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Hello, can everybody hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you.
All right. Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Matthew Moore. I am an authorized agent of Horizon Wireless and the project applicant for our 580 Ultimate project today. I don't have anything to add to Pat's presentation. I think he covered it all, but if you have any questions, I'm more than happy to answer them if I can.
All right. Thank you.
No questions.
Any questions for the applicant? All right. With that, I will close public comment. All right, I guess.
Go ahead. Motion for staff recommendation.
All right. I second that.
Thank you. I'll do a roll call vote. Member Imhoff?
Yes.
Member Souza?
Aye.
And member Eddie?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion passes.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Pat.
All right. That brings us, is there any staff comments or correspondence today?
I don't. This is our only meeting in November, so I hope everyone has a very nice Thanksgiving. We will not be meeting on Thanksgiving.
All right. Wonderful. Good to everybody. How about board announcements, comments?
Sonia, do we have something on the agenda for December 8th?
I believe we do.
I'm going to be out of town.
Okay.
That I know.
Okay. I'll confirm with our other two members, make sure we have a quorum.
Is it another cell site that can be postponed for a week or two or no?
I can look into it. Look into it. Yeah. I'll let you know.
Okay. And then the next thing, Lori or Sonia, not in the next 2 weeks when it rains again. If Lori wants to go on a tour and you want to bring some more people with you, Sonia, it's very, go ahead, Sonia. I just showed her farm ground and places and pipelines and whatever else.
Oh yeah.
What, Frank, I kind of missed that conversation. What tour was this?
Sonia, go ahead. Tell everyone kind of what we did.
So Frank gave me a really interesting tour, just showing me the different types of uses in the East County, a lot of things that we see as they come in project by project, but just to have a look at it on a day-to-day basis is really great. We saw quarries, he showed me around all the different farm-related activities and how they impact the area. I mean, we've sort of ran out of time. I think there's so much more to see, but it was really great to see it on the ground and not in that context of considering an application, just kind of seeing how everything works around potential development, asking, you know, also to see what Frank's questions were or why did we do this or why did we approve that? Just to get that insight from our members was really, really helpful to me. But we ran out of time. So
yeah, it was mainly an informational kind of a, Derek, it'd be like you driving me around South Livermore, but I kind of know it already. Mm-hmm. But when you get back there at Tesla, you know, well, actually past the county line, it changes, you know. I mean, I guess it goes back there a ways. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Right. So really important. We're not discussing any projects at all. It was just kind of overall development pattern. What's coming up? Why did we do that in the past? Things to look out for. So really helpful from a staff perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, I appreciated the invitation. I just couldn't do it the day it was scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that was really great, Frank, if you can offer that again.
Yeah, but like, see, like next Monday, Tuesday, we're going to start planting hay. It's mm-hmm. going to dry up. And like Derek, I take care of some grapes and I farm hay and I have, it's just a tour of the valley. But let it rain again and then we'll go. We'll set it up.
Okay,
perfect.
Sounds great.
All right.
I do hope it rains again.
I'll take my wife's new car so we can fit seven and we can drive around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got all muddy and dirty.
Maybe you should make sure
that's yeah. get her permission. Happen.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you, everybody. All right.
I know Major P passed, Major D passed, it looks like.
So, yeah, ballots are still out.
They haven't counted
everything, but right now they're both looking really good.
Yeah. So that's new happening for out here, which is, I think, great. Lori, you have anything else to share?
Nope.
Wonderful. Well, it's great seeing you. All of you again, just like Sonia, happy Thanksgiving. If I don't.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Yeah. All of you. Everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
And with that, we will adjourn. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you guys.
Show me your phone. It was a Matt that was going to speak.